Well, Ben Cameron's got the Dockers skipper downstairs, Ben.
I certainly do. He's just knocked the headset out of my hands as we're about to get started. So we're having a little bit of a mare down
here.
Just
put the mic in front of his mouth. He can talk.
Yeah, here we go. Matt, what went wrong in that first quarter against the West Coast Eagles?
A lot. yeah, not much went right. It's probably the exact opposite to what happened early in the season. In the corresponding match when we came out and dominated, and that's what exactly they did. So, you know, all credit to them. They were a lot more intense and hungry. Well, I'm not sure if they were more hungry, but they were more tense and in the contest. And they scored incredibly effectively early, and that's what we'll look at and review.
Their web, as it's becoming to be known, the West Coast web, their pressure as such. How did that feel out there as an opposition player?
The West Coast web?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that before, but no, look, they were outstanding, and all credit to them, and that's why they've won as many games as they have this year and are sitting second on the ladder. So, you know, we'll learn from that. I'm not entirely sure if it was their pressure or our inability to use the ball as effectively as we would like. They scored really effectively off stoppages early in the first half, and then we lacked a forward structure, which was really disappointing because we've worked really hard at getting that. So... we'll learn some pretty tough lessons from today and move on.
You've just ripped some ice off your left quad and off the back of your Achilles. Is that the issue that you had coming into the game? And if so, how does it feel?
Well, it was well known that, you know, I battled throughout the week to get up and, you know, had a lighter week to make sure that I could get up for the game. So, yeah, it's all pretty sore now, but we'll deal with that as the week goes.
I'll send you upstairs, Peter Bell, Carl Langdon, Adam Papalia.
Pav, what things can teams do when it's as clear cut, when one team has the momentum like that, gets off to an absolute flyer? What are some of the things that teams can put in place to try and stop that momentum?
Yeah, I think as that quarter went, Pete, we sent a player behind the ball, sort of clog up the stoppages a bit more and try to get some momentum back. You know, probably in hindsight we could have done that earlier, but it wasn't as if they just went bang, 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 bang. It was sort of, you know, one and then a little bit of... to and fro, and then they kicked another few, and I mean they kicked three really early, but after that it was sort of, we had some opportunities, we had some entries, but the entries were wide and shallow and didn't put them under the pump at all. So yeah, outside of, you know, sending a player behind the ball and trying to get some momentum back and maintaining the possession of the football, which I thought we did as that quarter went, just our intensity, really. I mean, the hallmark of our game for a long time has been our attack on the footy and our intensity, and that was missing today.
Matthew, Ross Lyon's spoken a few times over recent games about, you know, disposal and disposal efficiency in the forward half. Again, you've mentioned it being an issue tonight. How do you improve on that over the next 3 weeks, and how much work has been going into that over the last month or so?
Well, disposal efficiency, we don't really talk about at all. It's more just the use and the method in which we move the ball. And today that was missing, particularly in the first half, certainly in the first quarter. I thought we had some opportunities in that second and third quarter. We just didn't take them, whether it was shots at goal or, you know, winning the ball back off them in our midfield area, and then, you know, not being able to, you know, drop marks and fumbles and things that I don't think you would associate with our play for a while. But, no, it was really disappointing, and I can guarantee everyone out there will be doing a lot of things in the review, in the lecture theatre, but also out on the track to remedy it.
Mate, that your skills were the worst they've been all year, and you're still in the hunt late in that match.
No, that's right. It was poor. You're right.
Yeah. All right, mate. We've got to go down to Ross Lyon, your coach. Thanks very much, Pav, for joining us. Really appreciate it, mate.
Good on you guys.
Matthew Pavlich, the skipper.